Late last week, Mitchell Communications, a Fayetteville-based communications firm with a global reach, announced it was being acquired by Dentsu, a 111-year-old firm founded in Japan, with headquarters in Tokyo and New York City. Just a few hours after the announcement, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums talked to Elise Mitchell, the founder and CEO of Mitchell Communications.
When Mitchell Communications began nearly 20 years ago, it was a small operation. Elise Mitchell, the founder and still CEO of Mitchell Communications, was likely to be the person making a phone call on behalf of a client. Over the past 18 years, Mitchell Communications has grown exponentially. The firm's portfolio includes Walmart, Hilton Hotels and Resorts, DoubleTree Hotels, Procter & Gamble, J.B. Hunt Transport, Tyson Foods, and Southwestern Energy. Mitchell was named the 2012 Small Agency of the Year by the Holmes Report and earned the same award from PR Week in 2011. Friday morning, Elise Mitchell broke the news of the acquisition at 2 a.m., working on Tokyo time, to her staff and others. About 9 hours later, I met her in her office in the old Ozark Theater building on College Avenue in Fayetteville. I asked her about the modest beginnings of Mitchell Communications nearly 20 years ago.
It's actually been almost 18 years in the making, Kyle, if you can believe that. We started Mitchell Communications Group when my husband and I moved here in the mid-90s. And back then, for those who were there, remember it, was the community was so much smaller. It was a lovely place to come. And when we came here, we came from a big city. We came from Memphis. And we came because we could see that it would be an amazing place to both live and work. And we only had our daughter at the time, who was a year and a half. She's now in college. And it has been a wonderful place to raise a family and to build a business. So we feel very blessed to have been here in Northwest Arkansas as the place to build this company.
Did you have a, I'm sure you did, but what was your plan when you started that company? Could you see the where you are now? Was that part of the vision?
Oh gosh, I wish I could say I had this huge vision to accomplish this great thing. Absolutely not. People often say, did you want Mitchell to become big? I said, no, not at all. I just wanted to be the best. And what I've learned along the way is that growth often follows success. And we're so honored by that because the types of clients that we work with, many of them are based here in Northwest Arkansas. Walmart, Tyson, J.B. Hunt, Sam's Club, so many really amazing companies in their own right. And so it became a great match for us to be here when many of them were really coming on the scene to take, prominence in their industry. So no, I didn't see it, but I'm not surprised when I see the types of business partners that we've been able to work with. It's been a great blessing for us.
Now, almost two decades in, this new development represents some change. What does change? What doesn't change?
Great question. When we first shared the news, we started with our own employees, of course, because they're our family here. And they had the same questions. They were so excited about the potential opportunities for us to be able to work, and we do now on a national and global scale, but on a much bigger and broader sense. They were excited about that will change, is the opportunities for them to grow and develop. But what won't change are the things that are the most important things to us. And really, this was a part of my decision process in considering the options that we had. It was a deal breaker for me if we could not remain Mitchell, because the heart and the soul of this company is our people, and that stems from this fantastic region. But to keep our brand, our values, our culture, our home base here in Northwest Arkansas were absolutes. And so those things won't change at all. But what will change is we just hope we keep getting bigger and better to serve our clients' needs, because that's our top priority.
Any trepidation about getting bigger? You've gotten so much bigger than when you started. I mean, that's always kind of an unknown. What getting bigger might mean.
Yes, with any kind of change brings challenge. And I tell our people, let's don't ever be afraid of challenge, because we're good at complexity. We're excellent at managing through uncertainty. I think most people in creative professions are. So that's something that comes very naturally to us. But I also tell them that, people along the way told me, oh, you'll lose your culture. You'll lose what makes Mitchell special when you hit 25 people, 50 people, 100 people. And that hasn't proven to be the case. And there's one simple reason why. We've been intentional about what matters. And what matters to us is our values, those things that make our company special, our unique approach to business. We tend to do things very differently than other types of communications firms. And we've come to be very proud about that, because we feel like it sets us apart a bit and makes us a unique business partner that people want to be with.
You'll still be right here. your people will still be right here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. This remains our home base. In fact, not only do we have this amazing building here in the Ozark Theater Building as our home, which, by the way, my parents had their first date here when they were in college in the 50s, if you can believe that, back when it was a movie theater. I know most people in the community do, and we often have visitors to the building that say, I remember coming here as a child to watch movies. So we're so proud of the creative legacy of this building. So we don't want to move from here. We love it here. And we also just now expanded next door into the 70 North College building, and we've taken a good bit of that. So we'll see. We'll see what comes. We want to be open to opportunity and growth, but we want it to come naturally in the way that it should by earning the right to have those opportunities.
When you start something yourself, it has your name on it, and now you're working with other people. I mean, this is something you built. And you'll still be here, but melancholy that something that you built and started with you and a few other people will now be, other people have something of a say in it?
Well, people have asked me that question is, was it hard for you to think about selling a company after you built it basically from the kitchen table? And I said, well, I feel exactly the way I do about when I watched my daughter graduate from high school this spring. When I watched her walk across the stage, a graduate of Fayetteville High, I was so proud of her. And it made me stop and think. My husband and I talked about it all the years that we'd worked together to parent her, and she survived us, much to her credit. She made us so proud, but we had so many happy memories of the past and all that it had taken to get there. Great pride to watch her walk across that stage and on into college. A little bit sad that part of our life had come to an end, but the strongest feeling we had was excitement about what the future holds. And I thought to myself, gosh, that's exactly how I feel about the company. Proud of the work and the memories to get here. A little sad to see this part come to an end, but more than anything, excited about the future.
Finally, you've had a unique opportunity to see your business grow as Northwest Arkansas has grown. Do you have any kind of concept of what Northwest Arkansas might feel like or look like 10, 15, 20 years from now?
Yes, I'm really proud to be a member of the Northwest Arkansas Council and have followed their great work and been actively engaged in the economic development blueprint that they've developed for our region. Such a visionary organization, Mike Malone and his team are, to think about how we stand as a region. We are stronger together. And it's okay on Friday nights for us to go against each other on the football field, but all the other times we are so proud to be together. And I tell people Northwest Arkansas is my home. Well, I love Fayetteville dearly, and Mayor Jordan and I talk all the time about how I will always be his greatest champion for this great city. But I feel like the region is our home, and for us to be able to have this kind of positive exposure for our company is really a reflection on the region and the other businesses and entrepreneurs in the area and the big corporations that have brought so much honor and recognition to our community. I think it's only going to be bigger and better from here.
Elise, thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Kyle.
Elise Mitchell is the founder and CEO of Mitchell Communications. Friday, it was announced the firm was being acquired by Dentsu, a firm with headquarters in Tokyo and New York City. Mitchell will remain headquartered in Fayetteville. I talked with Elise Mitchell in her office just a few hours after that announcement had been made. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.